The NIO has insisted that Leo Varadkar's visit to counties Armagh and Down on Monday followed all protocol. The clarification came after the DUP MP Sir Geoffrey Donaldson said that Leo Varadkar's visit was outside of normal protocol and it showed poor manners. The UK government was informed of the visit on Sunday, but the NIO said they did not tell local MPs. And they are the DUP's David Simpson and Sinn Féin's Chris Hazard. But should the NIO have told our local representatives? Let's discuss with commentator Patricia McBride and the former DUP MLA Nelson McCausland. Nelson, I can't remember. Do you like it or not like it when I refer to you as former DUP MLA?
Well, I'm not personally with any difficulty with that, obviously.
I think you told me off before.
I did, but I also think, I mean, we should also always give everyone's political background, and I think it would be fair to say that if I'm described as a unionist, Patricia McBride might well be described. I'm sure she wouldn't disagree with it as a Republican.
Are you happy with that, Patricia?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, fair enough.
I think that's possibly a better approach in future, Vinny.
Okay. Note taken. Thank you, Nelson.
Thank you.
What's your reaction to this? So the NIO were informed, and Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach, did follow the official protocol.
Well, I suppose the reaction of unionists to his visit was in many ways understandable. There's the immediate context and then the broader context. And there is a question, I suppose, at the moment over the question of what is proper protocol. Normally, you would have a situation where there is an executive here in Northern Ireland and the information would filter through to the executive. But in this case, I am surprised that the NIO did not inform the local MPs. I always remember in the executive where there were visits to constituencies and ministers from the Assembly executive were visiting the constituencies, that the local MLAs were informed. The normal practice is that if MPs, or government ministers rather, from Westminster are coming to Northern Ireland, that the MP would be informed. So I don't understand how it is that in this case there is no protocol covering a situation where the Prime Minister, the Taoiseach from the Irish Republic, visiting Northern Ireland, comes into someone's constituency and they're not informed. I just find that difficult to understand.
So your problem really is with your own government, it's with the Tories, because the NIO were told, and therefore, you know, Leo Varadkar has done nothing wrong and the Tories are your partners in government.
Well, it's the United Kingdom government.
Is that not your government?
Well, it's the government of everyone in the United Kingdom because it is the government of the United Kingdom. The point I would make here is that I think it would be helpful to have some clarity around the protocols and to understand them, because over the years there have been a lot of issues and disagreements and disputes about the manner in which, for example, the President of the Irish Republic comes up to Northern Ireland on visits. What's the proper protocol for that? Is that different from protocols for visits of head of state of other countries? There are all sorts of issues in there, and I think some clarity around that would be distinctly helpful. However, there is also a need to remember that there is a wider context here. We had the visit by Leo Varadkar on Monday. We've also had the visit by Michel Barnier. And so two visits in 2 days by people who are not viewed in a particularly favourable light at the moment by many unionists. I think that.
What about David Davies? Would he be seen in a positive light? Because we know he did visit here quite recently and he didn't tell a lot of people that he was coming. Did any of your unionist partners, did they complain about what protocol he followed?
Well, in fact, I understand from the media that he acknowledged that people should have been informed. So I don't think that's...
Are you aware of that? Did the DUP complain, for example?
I'm not sure who did or did not complain. I couldn't comment on that.
You know where I'm going with this, Nelson? Some people will say, well, look, the DUP maybe have a problem because it's a Taoiseach, and if it was David Davies, their approach would be different.
Well, first of all, there is a marked difference in that, and David Davies is a minister in the government of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Leo Varadkar is the Taoiseach in the Irish Republic, which is another country.
Okay.
And so there's an issue there around that. But having said that, the visit by David Davies was very much a low-level visit. It didn't have the sort of profile that there was around the Leo Varadkar visit. I think also in fairness...
Although Leo Varadkar, he did tell the Dáil yesterday that the visit was deliberately low-key. And he did follow that up with saying he did follow protocol by informing the NIO. Let me bring in Patricia at this point. Would it have been really appropriate for the Taoiseach to inform local reps that he was coming?
Well, we see yesterday from the NIO statement that he did. The protocol, very simply, was that the Taoiseach's office communicated to the NIO what his intentions were. The arrangements were put in place from Sunday onwards as to how that visit would be managed. And I'm laughing here at Nelson comparing or using this phrase about David Davis's visit being low-key. Well, it was, you know, it was practically over before it began. It was so low-key that nobody knew about it. But there is a similarity between the two issues, the issue of Leo Varadkar visiting and the issue of David Davis. And the similarity is this. The DUP's partner in government, the Conservative Party, via the NIO and Karen Bradley, the Secretary of State, is not telling them what's going on. So the problem really is that the DUP needs to talk to the NIO and find out why they're not being told what's going on. That's the only issue here. Nobody else is having a problem with this except the DUP not being kept in the loop by the Conservatives.
Well, protocol is everything. A spokesperson for the Executive Office has told this programme that the Irish government notifies the NIO of any intended visits by its ministers to Northern Ireland. This protocol applies whether or not an executive is in existence. We are not aware of any protocol governing the notification of such visits to MPs and MLAs. So, Nelson, is that not it in black and white? It's not protocol to inform the local MPs or MLAs. It's done via the NIO.
Well, if that is the case, as you say, then I think there's a deficiency there in the NIO that needs to be looked at.
So should the DUP apologise for referring to Leo Varadkar as having poor manners?
No, because I think it's noticeable that Leo Varadkar did make the comment that he said, I really just wanted to do something different. And I think that it would have been good manners, good practice, because respect, good manners can take us beyond simple protocols. The protocol of something is the basics, it's the bottom line. But I think respect, good manners would have said that the local MP and other public
How do you interpret that?
You know, this is, it's just an illustration of the DUP's position over the last period of time when they are using any means possible to try and attack politicians from the rest of Ireland in whatever guise they can. You know, they talk about being shocked and appalled at Simon Coveney's desire for a united Ireland. Well, how shocking and appalling that the Taoiseach might actually support the Irish Constitution. You know, they talk about Brexit being an adversarial process. Well, how shocking and appalling that the Irish Taoiseach may be in step with the other EU 27 members in terms of how that negotiation process goes about. You know, this is faux outrage that's being created by the DUP under the guise of something called protocol, which is really only a stick that's being used to beat Irish politicians with. And the difficulty that I have with that is that Ulster, or the Democratic Unionist Party, is actually shooting itself in the foot in the longer term. Because if it really wants to appeal to what it sees as soft nationalists who actually favour remaining part of the United Kingdom, then the way to go about that is not to demonise politicians and to make anything
okay.
Irish.
Well, you say, Patricia, you say full outrage, right? But is it really that difficult to do, as Nelson says, there are good manners? So just to notify the local MLA or the local MP where you're going to be, just to let them know, by the way, and I don't mean Leo has to pick up the phone himself, but maybe one of his people could do that, just to let them know, by the way, it will be in time.
Well, maybe here's a question. Yeah, well, maybe here's a question that you and your research team, Benny, could check out with the DUP. When Arlene Foster attended the Remembrance Services in Dublin in 2014, which was a marvellous thing to do, and I'm delighted that she did it. When she did that, did anyone from her office contact the TV for that area?
Do you know Nelson?
Central, Mary Lou MacDonald, and inform her as a courtesy or a protocol, whichever you want to call it, that she would be there. When Jim Wells attended a dinner in Dublin a couple of weeks ago, which again I think is a very positive move on his part, did anyone from the DUP contact
Well, let's ask Nelson, see if he does know. Do you know Mr. McCausland?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, point that I made at the beginning about Patricia being a Republican, it was unnecessary because as soon as she started to speak there, it was quite clear that she was presenting.
But Nelson, it's also not.
Sorry, if you would please, Patricia, please. Respect implies
you
my part. Sorry, Patricia, if you would just allow me to speak without interrupting,
okay.
It might be a bit more respectful.
One at a time. So, Nelson, finish your point,
and then
Patricia, I'll bring you back in.
Thank you. I think it was quite clear that she is providing a Republican perspective. The second thing I would make is this.
What does that matter, though, Nelson?
Oh, sorry. Well, I think
it's not illegal to be a Republican or to hold those views. And you made that clear with Patricia when she came on. What's your point?
I'm simply saying it was almost unnecessary for me to make it because Patricia makes it herself. That's all that I was saying.
Yeah.
Now, as regards the core point there, I personally would have no knowledge, and you wouldn't expect me to, about what is, in some cases, as with Jim Wells, a private visit, and in the case of Arlene Foster attending a church service, I would not know at all anything about the background there. However, the core thing for here for this, I think, is that the general background. There is a general view across unionism, and that's not restricted to the DUP, but to the wider unionist community. There is a view that the Dublin government and the parties in Dublin, Sinn Féin, and indeed the EU, are all using the border issue. And that really is at the heart of much of this. They are using the border issue and Brexit as a means of asserting themselves as being the strong view, the strong party, to advance their own political position. So the EU using the border issue in order to...
All right, I said I would bring Patricia back in, and we're pushed for time. Patricia.
Well, first of all, Nelson seems to have forgotten that the majority of people in the North voted to remain as part of the EU. And in terms of, you know, using this as the issue of Brexit as a means to assert authority, well, yeah, absolutely they should, because the people within within the SDLP, within Sinn Féin, who are opposed to Brexit are reflecting the views of their constituents. You know, the Taoiseach is asserting his position as part of the EU27, which is a very strong position in terms of maintaining the EU. I mean, the Taoiseach and Michel Barnier came this week to really examine the impact of Brexit on the border community. David Davis took a cursory glance undercover and ran away before he would bump into a business owner that might tell him what would really happen when Brexit is enforced. So the two can't be compared. You know, if you really want to talk about the impact of Brexit, then you need to be honest about the impact of Brexit, not just blindly stumble through as Nelson has done in the past.
Well, let's bring in some calls.
Really matter. I'll take any consequences as long as we're out of Europe.
Okay.
That was his statement.
Let me just bring in some calls at this point. John and Ballygolly. Good morning, John.
Morning there.
What do you think?
Hello. Patricia's comments, I think they're a bit hypocritical in a way. To say that David Davis made a 2-second call, and that's not very fair. The Taoiseach basically did the same, yes. But you're saying, you know, you've got on one hand, you're saying last week that David Davis came over here and he should have told people, he should have told the local MP. Well, in that case, the Taoiseach should have done the exact same.
Hold on a minute. So let's read this NIO statement again. The Irish government informed the NIO through the correct structures.
And
as they would do for every Taoiseach ministerial visit, and that was through the British Irish Secretariat. That information was given to us on Sunday. We had full knowledge that the visit was taking place, and that was the correct protocol.
And last week, the correct people knew. Yes, I understand that the MP for the local area did not know, and I get that. But the local MP does not sit in the house.
It's very difficult to make you out. I don't know if you got the phone too close to your mouth.
Sorry. The local MP does not sit in Parliament. So why would David Davis inform someone who does not actually recognise him as the actual person he is?
Okay, John and Ballygowan. John, good morning.
Good morning, Vinnie. I don't know what sort of nonsense all that is, because I'll tell you why. You know, that man should never have been over here in the first place.
Why?
Because it's gotten the, well, because I don't think it had anything to do with it. I wouldn't have minded if he had notified the people that he was coming here.
Yeah, but he told the NIO, Irish government informed the NIO through the correct structures.
Well, I don't think so, because, listen, the first that ever I heard of it was after he was gone.
Do you want him to ring you, Jan, and tell you, by the way, Jan, I'm on my way up, get the Kit Kats on and put on a cup of tea?
No. I wouldn't have worried about him, I'm telling you that much.
But
tell you now, I don't think he should have been up here anyway, nosing and minding people's business whenever he shouldn't have been here.
But why, I'm just asking, why do you think he shouldn't have been up here?
Well, he's from another country, really. And I think he should have... A man with more... I thought he would have had more manners than that.
I don't understand what you mean by the manners, Jan.
Well, I wouldn't go to your house without telling you, Vinny, I'm
but
coming.
He did!
Well, Vinny, I don't know where it was, because it was after he was gone and we all heard about it on the radio. And mind you, my radio's never off.
I'm not
off.
Sure.
Well, he did say that in the Dáil yesterday that the visit was deliberately low-key. Look, we're going to leave it for now. Nelson McCausland, thank you very much. And Patricia, thank you. Jan, thank you as always.